Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colwyn J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. If this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. We're legacy building. That is what we do. So if you're out there making things happen with your family for the generations yet to come, you know, our word teaches us to leave a legacy, to leave an inheritance for our children, and so forth and so on. We want you to put a hashtag on that thing that says that you are legacy building, because that is what you are doing. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, Anchor FM. You can also find us on Instagram at our website, ExitStrategiesRadioShow.com. You can catch us in a number of different places on your favorite podcast applications. We appreciate you listening. Please share this content with your friends, your family, your coworkers, even those in your groups, your church groups, etc., guys, because sometimes the message and the word that we are speaking here today is for you. Sometimes it is for someone else that you know. Again, we appreciate you listening. Let's get started. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another fabulous episode of the Exit Strategies Radio Show. Guys, I'm your host. Yeah, that is me, Colwyn J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Y'all need to say that fast for me one time. Yes, yes, yes. So, hey, look, as always, we are set for a dynamic show. Guys, if you are watching our show today, meaning you are on our YouTube channel, thank you so much for tuning in. Guys, you can find us at Exit Strategies Radio Show on YouTube. You can find us on social media in the same format, Exit Strategies Radio Show. And if you want to download and listen to this episode or share it with friends, family, coworkers, somebody who quote unquote needs this message and this word right here today, guys, look here. We want you to go to ExitStrategiesRadioShow.com. Yes. And download the show. Guys, we post new content, and I'm working on something extra, extra special for you. So y'all have to make sure you are signed up. Make sure you sign up for the alerts and notifications, because we're going to be offering to our listeners some wonderful opportunities starting this quarter. I'm super duper excited about it. I've been working on it for a while. And we're going to be offering some amazing things to our listeners, to those who do business with us, and most importantly, to those who are our loyal fans and our family. All right. So we obviously got to give a shout out to those who listen to us faithfully. I'm always want to give a shout out to Pastor Vanderbilt Evans Sr. And I always talk about that senior, because if I don't say it right, he will get on me. And his beautiful wife, Elder Evans, Sandra Evans, who they listen to the show faithfully. I'm always got to give a shout out to Prime Cuts, Mac, Larry McKellar. Yes, yes. Give a shout out to him and his beautiful wife, Flo. My mama out there in Monkey's Corner, she tunes in as well. And there's a host of other people, guys, that listen. Pastor Randy Simmons, I'm Jerusalem Baptist Church up there in St. George area. That's my guy right there. You know, I got a lot of pastors as cohorts, if you will. Guys, we are very, very, very happy that you guys tune in and listen to us. So thank you so much. So guys, look, we're going to jump straight into this episode today. We are very, very, very honored to have with us. Look here. You know, you run across people in the path of doing business that have some very, very, very unique life experiences, and they're able to bring that into the industry. Because we're all, as I was having a conversation today, we're all, quote unquote, on a spectrum. Some of us have things that we're further along than others, but many of us have the things that many of us have had. Some of us are still experiencing. But this particular guy, look, he has a heck of a story, so I'm going to let him tell it. I ain't going to tell it. But I have with us Chase Mason with Lending Path Mortgage. Chase, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on the show. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of the Exit Strategy Radio Show family. So look, I'm going to ask you, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
So I've been in real estate in some facet for about a decade or so. Mortgage lending, investor, realtor in the past as well. Again, I've been in the industry for a little while, but at the same time, my background is a service background. Started in the Marine Corps. I know I don't look like it, but at the same time, I get the beard kind of throws people when I say that a little bit. Time in the Marine Corps, served over in Iraq, came home, and then I wanted to continue my service, joined the Secret Service. I worked in Washington, D.C. at the White House for over a decade. Traveled the world, been to every continent but Antarctica. I'm missing only one state. I'll get there. I'll give you a dollar if you can guess what state that is. Again, as far as service, I'm a passionate about real estate, and I've decided to take that leap and go full-time and leave the government world and come into real estate, like I said, a number of years ago, and I couldn't be happier. Again, it's great for me. It's great for my family. Again, it's a passion for me. I love real estate, and I'm just excited to be here to spread what the information and word I can about it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, first and foremost, thank you for your service. I made mention of Pastor Evans. He is a Marine, and you know, that's one thing that I learned early in my real estate career, as I worked with service members, that once a Marine, always a Marine. You're never retired. You're never none of that. You're a Marine. That's it. Thank you so much.
The mentality definitely stays there. So appreciate it.
Good deal. So you've come through a lot in our conversations that we've had, Chase. You know, that's something that sticks with me. You know, you have a desire to do more and to help people in a manner that a lot of people don't sign up, quote unquote, to do. And you jump from the Marine Corps straight back into, quote unquote, realistically, which is a line of fire by, you know, what you did secondary as far as your service. So on this side, you know, one of the things that you and I talked about quite a bit that really resonated with me was your desire to find solutions. You are a numbers guy. So one, I want to kind of ask a question, but I want to get into what it is that you do to help people, what advice you have to help potential consumers with mortgages. You know, gave me some scenarios and talked about how you help people reframe their entire financial picture so that they could then qualify to purchase the home that they were seeking.
Sure. Yeah. So exactly. If you think, and this is mortgage specific, but if you think of mortgage just by itself, I think you're kind of doing yourself a disservice. Obviously, it's important for buying a home or refinancing or whatever your goals are, but you can tailor it to fit your bigger picture. Prime example, I actually had some clients do some cash out refinances on their homes, and the interest rate goes up. And in theory, that makes the mortgage a little bit less attractive or something along those lines. However, they're doing that to better themselves in a different picture, such as paying off credit card debt or student loans or things like that. And their overall monthly expenses can go down even with a quote-unquote less desirable mortgage. But at the same time, again, everybody's picture is different. And that's what I try to look at. I try to look at someone's, okay, these are my goals. Let's work towards that. Okay, what's the best picture? These are my goals over here. Okay, make those adjustments. I'm very fluid. And, you know, if you say, hey, this is the only way to go, then you might leave out some opportunities. And again, everybody's goals are different. Somebody wants to own real estate as an investment. Okay, great. There's some great investment opportunity mortgages, or even just, you know, working with wonderful realtors, things like that, to get those. You can get that property, but what's the best way to get there? Is it to go cash? Is it to go for a low finance mortgage? You know, things like that. So there's all kinds of options out there, and there's no one size fits all. And again, that's the approach I try to take, is the big bird's eye view of where does it fit to your ultimate goals? Because again, there's no right or wrong answer on that.
Congratulations to our Realtor of the Week for Exit Realty Local Group, none other than Ed Washington. You can reach Ed by dialing 843-737-3347 or text Let's Get Started to 85377. That's LetsGetStarted to 84377. So when we met and kind of had some conversations, and you know, something you said to me, you know, really resonated. And the reason why, for our listeners, guys, let me tell you why Chase is worth a phone call. Okay. Chase is worth a phone call because, Chase, you own rental properties in roughly how many states?
I own property in about 5 states, but I also do hard money lending to other investors and some different things outside. I do new construction and sell them. You know, do lease purchase opportunities. You know, there's some different avenues I take. And again, that's the same way with any type of investment, whether you invest in the stock market or real estate, et cetera. Diversification is key, and diversification even within real estate. So again, if I only did long-term rentals, okay, there's nothing wrong with that. That's fantastic. But I like to diversify within that because sometimes that might be a win. Sometimes a flip might be a win. Or again, there's just different avenues to take, and I like to do that within real estate as well. So correct, I own rental property in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Missouri, South Carolina, just, you know, some different places. And if you're starting on the investment track, if you have clients and, you know, customers that are looking on that avenue, a lot of times brand new investors, I want that house right down the street so I can keep an eye on it, right? And that feels good. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I implore you to feel comfortable in your investment, number one. Again, so if that is where you'll feel comfortable, by all means, look for that perfect opportunity or even just an opportunity right down the street. However, as you grow in that industry or grow in that kind of mindset, you'll realize that a better deal or better opportunity might be, hey, I don't have $1 million sitting in the bank, but I do have enough to buy an investment property at this price point. Well, there's nothing that might fit that in my neighborhood. Does there one that fits in the next neighborhood or the next county or the other part of the state or, you know, the next state over or whatever? So again, you open up your eyes to the opportunities and get used to the fact of relying on key people in those locations. So obviously I have rental property in other states. I'm not managing it myself. I have property management companies in those locations. And again, you trust those professionals in those locations to give you good advice. And you, again, ebb and flow and, you know, kind of make some changes along the way. And I'm not saying I started out perfect. You know, you never will, right? You just make those changes and adjust and go along and you continue to grow in the right direction. And I think that that's key. And a lot of times people want that home run, that grand slam right out of the gate. And there's, I get that. That feels good. But I think it's a lot better to take that swing, get that base hit, and go to the next base hit. You'll win the game by making base hits more than you will by swinging for the fences every time.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is why you need to call Chase, because he understands. You know, one of the things, like you said just now, people want the home run every time. So when someone's looking to make a purchase and they're going to be financing, you know, they want to buy the perfect house. They want to buy, quote unquote, the end all be all house. And sometimes they need to make adjustments. You articulated that so well just now. That guys, we have to be willing to make adjustments. But most importantly, we have to be working with people that see the big picture. They got to be working with someone like Chase who understands that, hey, look, you know what? I know where you're trying to go. So let me tell you a route that you may not have thought of to get you to the same place. It won't get you there today, but if you get on the path, it'll lead to it if you keep going. That, ladies and gentlemen, is why y'all need to give Chase a call. So obviously you have a lot of experience with different mortgage types and products. So if do everything from the investment side to traditional consumer purchases, et cetera. So, you know, in this day and age, obviously, as things are moving, because the real estate market is always moving. It's ebbing and flowing. Sometimes it's a current that people see. And sometimes, what's the thing that they, rip current. Sometimes it's a rip current that's going on underneath the surface that people don't know about. So now what's going on is that rip current has started snatching people. Interest rates have started changing. I mean, look here, we've been out there and then all of a sudden, whoa, wait a minute. And now we don't float it all the way down here. You know, there's sharks and alligators out there in the ocean now. So they all kind of stuff going on. So what? You like that analogy, right?
I did. I was like, well, you know, I don't know if I want to go to the beach right now. I don't know what's going on.
Alligators. I don't want to go to the beach. Look here, every time you turn around, somebody's taking a picture of something that'll wash up on the shore. And most times it's something that wash up on the shore that will eat you if you go out there in the water. So
I guess not today. We'll stay here in our online today.
Yeah. So with that, all those things is going on, quote unquote, out there in the ocean that is the real estate industry. Interest rates are now kind of like that rip current that is snatching people and taking people places that they're uncomfortable, don't want to go, and they're trying to figure it out. And this is, I've never said this before, but this, when you think about it, look at it from this perspective, people are having to swim. You know, they say with a rip current, you got to swim parallel to the shore to get to a place where you can get back in. So that means the current has to take people, but you have to swim parallel to get to the place where you can, quote unquote, get back to shore. So people are experiencing that with interest rates right now. They are being, oh Lord, they're being carried away by these interest rates. What type of solutions do you think are available, feel that are available for people in this time to kind of ease that? I mean, we've been in an anomaly for years. Interest rates should not have been 2-3% for an extended period of time. It's an anomaly. It's like being in Oz. I even said that as well Dorothy is clicking her heels. It's time to go back to Kansas. What are people, what are the options? I like that one too. There's options that exist for people, for them to kind of, what should they be thinking? What should they be doing? Let's put it that way.
Sure. And that's I like your analogy there too on the rip currents, because again, some things might not feel comfortable. Who wants to go, it's dragging me away, I don't like that, et cetera. But there is a way path forward. There is a way to come back in. There's a way to regroup. Or however, again, everybody's situation is different. So if you're buying your primary home, the way I try to at least explain it is mortgage interest rates, mortgages themselves don't generally last the 30 years, right? If you have a 30-year mortgage, the odds of it getting that full 30 years is very low. You always refinance when the rates come back down. You know, this is, I believe, a pendulum, so to speak, that it did come up very quickly, and it will probably settle back down a little bit. And we've had some days like that recently where it has come back down a little bit, because mortgages, a lot of times people don't realize mortgages change multiple times a day. They're on the bond market, on Wall Street. So again, they'll change throughout the day, every day, and then you just have to regroup, you know, down the line. Because if you miss out the opportunity in buying your home, that's a much bigger thing as far as importance to me, my family, you know, to most families, versus an extra $50 a month in the short term, right? If you had to pay a little bit higher interest rate or something along those lines. So make the choice that's better for your family on buying the homes that you're looking for. And we can always regroup, because again, clients of mine, I close on a loan. That doesn't mean they're no longer a client. I worked with them for years. You're in a better position now. Mortgage rates have changed. Let's look at this again. You closed on your house 3 years ago. Let's reposition, because things have changed again, because they always will change again. If you look back in, what is it, like 06, 07, interest rates were 6%+, just like they are now. You go back in much earlier, you had them in the teens, right? But everybody lives in different markets, and they will always ebb and flow like that. They will change. And that doesn't mean be afraid of it. It means makes calculated decisions on this is, hey, I can afford this. This is the house that fits my family for my square footage or my location or my school district. This fits. I can make it work. Do I want to pay more? I guarantee you always want to pay less, right? Who wants to pay 3% when I can pay 2? Who wants to pay 2% when I can pay 1? It's not about, again, that home run. I'm not going to buy a house because it's not 2% anymore, an interest rate mortgage. Okay, well, again, is it a base hit to get that house and gain some equity versus paying rent? You know, again, there's a lot more things that come into play versus I have to have the lowest rate today. Because again, rates will always change, and you can always regroup when they get better. And I think that's where I come in, and I can give you some advice to fit your picture along the way. Other things when it comes to mortgages, go ahead.
Well, you touched on something. Rates, you know, obviously that was a long time ago. And by a long time ago, when I started in the business, rates were over 6%, 6+. I've seen some transactions. I saw some transactions close with 8%. Nearly 9% interest rates. So, and people still bought houses like crazy. I mean, because there's a fundamental need. You're buying a home, you know, I just said this earlier to our group here. You know, a consumer usually is being misinformed. I literally just watched an agent, you know, through social media essentially tell people that you can buy a house, it's going to appreciate in a couple of years, you can sell it, make a bunch of money and buy, and then take that money and go buy a bigger house, which is what you want. And that's unrealistic. That's not right. That's that, you know, but the consumer is taking those comments. And then when the market begins to do the things that it's doing and it doesn't match, they're thinking something is wrong with the market. There's nothing wrong with the market. You're giving the wrong information, misinformed, given the wrong mindset. We need to address that, which is real estate is a long-term investment. You may see short-term gains, but it is a long-term investment, correct?
Absolutely. And there's another thing that goes to that, which, you know, people understand very easily, but at the same time, they probably don't think about it on a day-to-day basis, is in any, like any kind of market, not just real estate, but your knowledge of what is happening in the industry is usually maybe 2 to 3 months behind the curve. And that's because of advertisements that go out. Like you might get a flyer that they printed a month ago and they got back to their office and then they finally mail. So it's those small things where you see some marketing material, whether it's online in a video that might have been made, you know, in March or April, whatever. The whole point is you're getting content that may have been accurate 3 months ago, but there can be some big swings in 3 months sometimes, right? Right now, in the past 6 months or so, we've had one of the steepest inclines of interest rates in the history of the mortgage business. But at the same time, that historically, we're still very low. Now, people, again, they want that home run. They still want to go back to those twos. Hey, I should have refied, you know, last year. Okay, well, again, it's not about that. It's let's take the best knowledge you have today and make the best decision that can work for you today. You know, as an investor, I'm not saying interest rates don't matter. I'm not saying they don't come into play. And again, your cash flow makes a difference. But on an investor standpoint, if I can turn around and make a 9% return annualized on a investment property in whatever state, but the best way to do that is going to cost me 7% on the mortgage. Do I make that decision? In theory, yes, right? Because I'm still averaging up. I'm still moving in the right direction. And again, not just one thing comes into play there, and there's no right or wrong answer. That's why you trust those professionals in your location. You trust those realtors you work with, you know, the mortgage lenders, et cetera, to give you some good advice and say, okay, this is how I would proceed. But at the same time, maybe this doesn't work for you because of X, Y, and Z. Just because this might be the best path doesn't mean you can, or hey, this doesn't work because 6 months from now my job's going to change or whatever. Again, there's no right or wrong answer. It's the, hey, this is what's going on with me. What is the best path, or at least what's some good advice for me to move forward with? And I think that's the only, you know, education is key on it, just finding the education, finding that, you know, that avenue to get you to that next step.
You know, you touched on something there. What I heard resonate with me is one size does not fit all. And that's the challenge. Most times people are trying to do or replicate something that somebody else did versus figuring out their own best path forward. And that's why you need a profession. That's why you need some listeners. That's why you need someone like Chase. You need someone who's going to take a look at the full situation, your finances, and discuss, you know, what it is you're trying to accomplish, and then give you ideas and options based upon your situation. You know, instead of you trying to jump, you know, your friend bought a house, but it's 3,000 square feet. They bought it 10 years ago. Price was different. Market was different as far as rates. Everything was different. And you're out here now trying to buy one and thinking you're going to get the same price and that you're going to get the same interest rate. That's unrealistic because that doesn't happen. You know, you let the guy or the gal get away from the bar before you got their phone number. They may or may not show up next week. You know what I'm saying? You know? So we got to approach this differently. We have to be realistic. If you don't capitalize on the opportunity when it's presented, you cannot expect for the opportunity to repeat itself at your convenience when you're ready. You didn't get the job when you didn't apply. You know, the job ain't gonna call you. Hey, I need you to come in here. Not gonna do that. You gotta go after it. The house is not gonna say, ho, ho, come on, I've opened the door for you. House ain't gonna do that for you. You gotta make an effort and you gotta move yourself forward with it. So Chase, thank you so much for that. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. And you know, again, a lot of times people, and again, it's just human nature. I'm not saying it's wrong, but there's, when you go to that next step, like again, an investor background, if you look at it only from the cost of doing that deal, just like if you only look at the mortgage by itself versus my student loans and my credit card, you know, if you only look at it from one point of view, it might not look pretty, right? Such as like, okay, this deal might be okay. This investment deal might be a great opportunity. It might be pretty good. But at the same time, it's not a home run. I only make a little bit on that investment. Okay, should I do it? Well, what's the opportunity cost on you waiting to the next deal or waiting for the next one or waiting for the next one? You know, 6 months down the road, you know, a lot of things are coming into play right now that are outside of real estate altogether, inflation rates, you know, things like that, where, you know, your cash or your capital sitting there, you know, is not doing as well as it could. And hopefully, again, that'll change and it will. You know, that'll always swing back too. I'm not saying that's long term, just like interest rates aren't long term. But the point is the opportunity cost now versus, you know, you can buy a home and have a fixed cost other than taxes and insurance fluctuating a little bit. But versus, okay, maybe my rent has gone up 10% in the past 2 years or something along those lines, right? And then, you know, just that opportunity cost is also figured in when you think on the value on your dollars that you have and what you can do with it, whether you're buying a home for yourself, buying it as an investment property, you know, different things for everybody. But again, circles back to taking that step. And if, hey, this is a goal of mine to own a property, take that step. You're not looking for the perfect home. You're looking for the first home, and you're looking for that next home. You know, when I bought my, and again, my situation is different from everybody else. When I bought my first condo, you know, years ago, I went and said, hey, okay, I went and saw a few places. And I said, I want to put an offer on that one right there. And my realtor came back and said, you know what? It just went under contract. I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh, that's okay. I'll take that one right there then. You know, and I literally say, this didn't work. Okay. Should I get mad about that? Or should I make the next change and move and continue to move in the right direction? And then instead I bought a different place and I lived there for years. Again, I'm not going to lose the opportunity to lose sleep on let me rent for 5 years because the one I wanted first was gone. Make that change, move on, and have the, you know, get to that next step for yourself personally, financially, etc.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Chase, look, if you don't mind, give our listeners your contact information. How can they reach you?
Sure. Yeah. I think two best ways online, you know, my website is masonhomeloans.com. You can look me up there. I also have a digital business card that can reach out a lot of my platforms, and that's on OVU. So it's OVOU.me/Mason Home Loans. And again, that'll bring you to a link to multiple of my websites. You know, I'm a Homes for Heroes advocate as being a veteran and law enforcement person. So again, that'll reach that platform on Homes for Heroes. I like to give back to my community in that way. So again, reach out on either one of those. You can always give me a call, 843-929-1377. But at the same time, my numbers, email, all that's on those platforms. And of course, reach out to Corwin. He can get a hold of me as well. We can work together and you know, solve some goals, solve some strategies you're looking for.
Awesome, awesome. Chase, thank you so much. So guys, we have reached quickly the end of our show for this week. And I'm very, 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 very excited to have Chase here. His commitment to serving our country is remarkable. And he has brought that same energy and commitment to serving you and your real estate needs for financing. And that is both for personal enjoyment as well as investing. He is a strategist, guys. And we want to make sure that we tap you into the resource. So that is what we've done. So I need you guys to plug in to Chase, give him a holler. Let them know what questions you have so he can get you the answers that you need. So to our listeners, you know how I always do this thing. And y'all going to hear this thing echo yet again, because you know I love you and I love you and I love you. And we're going to make this week the best week ever. And we're going to do it again the week after. Yeah. Because we're going to keep getting better and better. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Chase, again, thank you so much for being here with me today. I appreciate you, my brother. I love you. And to our listeners, again, I love you, I love you, I love you. And guys, we're going to see you guys out there in those streets.
Guys, that was a great show today. And we thank you so much for taking the time to listen to Exit Strategies Radio Show. My name is Corwin J. Millett. Yes, that is me. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in for today's episode. Exit Strategies is my baby. It is how I give back to our community. It is how I foster goodwill, spread good news, and trustfully help you get great results. Guys, as I always say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in the streets.